morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It is the 33rd Lord's Day. Today we're starting part 3 of the Catechism. Part 1 was the misery of sin. Part 2 is deliverance in Christ. And part 3 is the gratitude of the redeemed. Traditionally, this would just be called gratitude, and it focuses on the nature of the Christian life. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, earthly blessings, heavenly blessings, eternal blessings. You've been gracious to us. You've been merciful to us. You've forgiven our sins in Christ. You've given us the hope of eternal life. And we thank you. We worship you on this day. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Okay. Part 3, gratitude. Let's get to the first lesson here, which would be the 33rd Lord's Day. Question 92. We have been delivered from our misery by God's grace alone through Christ. Central to understanding how we as sinners are saved is by God's grace alone. It's not God's grace plus our work. It's not God's grace plus what we can earn. By God's grace alone through Christ, in other words, the person of Christ, the living Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to receive God's saving grace. Saved or delivered from our misery by God's grace alone through Christ and not because we have earned it. Why then must we still do good? Why then must we still do good? Such an important question. Some will always misspeak and misuse and abuse the truth of grace and say or ask, since we're saved by grace and not by our works, then it doesn't matter how we live. That is false. Just because we're not saved by our works does not mean that how we live doesn't matter. But that's what this question is getting at. Why then must we still do good? Why must we still be obedient? Is really what that's saying. Why must we still obey God and pursue holiness and turn from sin? To be sure, Christ has redeemed us by his blood, but we do good because Christ, by his Spirit, is also renewing us to be like himself. That's important. He's changing us. He's making us new. Forgiveness of sins is one aspect of salvation, but receiving a new heart and being sanctified by the Holy Spirit is another aspect of salvation. So that in all our living, we may show that we are thankful to God for all he has done for us. And so that he may be praised through us. And we do good so that we may be assured of our faith by its fruits. And so that by our godly living, our neighbors may be won over to Christ. So there's something said here about the importance of a Christian witness. This section right here. And then just before that, there's something said about enjoying the assurance of faith. Christ is our assurance. But our good works done in faith through Christ, by the power of Christ, evidence that assurance. And go back up here. We already talked about this first sentence. His Spirit is renewing us. But I want to talk about this sentence right here, where it begins with, so that in all our living we may show that we are thankful. There you go, thankful. Thankful to God. That's where the title for this third section of the Catechism comes from, gratitude. The gratitude of the redeemed manifest in a life lived for Christ. Here are your cross references on this question 92. Let's go to question 93. Can those be saved who do not turn to God from their ungrateful and impenitent ways? Basically what that's saying is, can those who do not repent be saved? Are they saved already? Of course, they can be saved in the future, but it's asking, if you haven't repented, are you saved? Can you be saved while you are yet in an unrepentant state, ungrateful to God, and impenitent, unrepentant? By no means. Scripture tells us that no unchaste person, no idolater, no adulterer, thief, covetous person, drunkard, slanderer, robber, or the like is going to inherit the kingdom of God. And there are your cross references right there. Christianity is not merely intellectual. Salvation is not intellectualization of these truths, if that's even a word. It's not just agreeing with these things in your mind. Yes, I believe these are true. No, it's turning to Christ. It's trusting in him from the heart, giving our whole life over to Christ, receiving Him as our Lord and Savior, giving ourselves to Him as a servant and redeemed sinner, worshiper, and turning to live for God through Him. And apart from that turning, there is no salvation. And commit to heart, the top here. This right here, Lord's Day 34 is next week. Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. That's a command to the Christian. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Right? When we were lost in sin, sin reigned over us and reigned in us, enslaving us, blinding us to make us obey its passions, the sinful, selfish passions of our hearts. But now that we've received new hearts, that's no longer the case. Sin is still present in us, but sin no longer rules over us. And so here you go, Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. We've been delivered by God's grace alone through Christ, not because we've earned it, not by works. Why then must we still do good? Because we love God. It's right to obey God. He's given us new hearts. We're grateful. We're thankful for all that He's done. It's good to obey the Lord. Father, we thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the salvation that You've given us in Him. I pray that You would strengthen us, sanctify us, empower us by Your Spirit, encourage us in these dark days, conform us to the likeness of Christ, that we may do Your will and honor You in this world. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining. I'll see you tomorrow for a Confession of Faith, week 33, and I'll see you next Sunday for the Lord's Day number 34. God bless you. See you soon.